51-year-old Audrey Morrissey is a Massachusetts resident who detailed how she was forced into prostitution after suffering from low self-esteem and a lack of nurturing at home. She eventually turned her life around and now counsels young girls through the initiative My Life, My Choice. The nonprofit provides training, survivor mentoring, and prevention outreach to agencies across the country, including Connecticut's Department of Children and Families, which co-hosted the conference. Morrissey says middle school girls between the ages of 12 and 15 are the ones most often trafficked.
I am dealing with a population of girls where the most common thing that they will say is, I really need my mother in my life, and my mother is not there, so I don't care.
The My Life, My Choice curriculum is used to help girls in Connecticut group homes. She says Connecticut and Massachusetts are examples of states where support systems are in place for victims, something Morrissey says did not exist when she was a teen. DCF Commissioner Joette Katz says minor sex trafficking is not just a problem overseas. She says in the past, minors were arrested for prostitution, but that's changing after the agency began collaborating with law enforcement to help these children. Now, she says, more needs to be done to get the medical community on board.
And we had a young lady, she was 15, and to be quite graphic, she had genital herpes, she self-mutilated to deal with it, she had a number of STDs, and after she was physically examined, we wanted her to be able to be evaluated psychologically, and what we heard was, oh, she's a malingerer. Now, really. Quite frankly, I called the hospital's chief administrator and I said, you have a doctor in the emergency room who needs some serious education. We will take care of that, but you need to make sure he's at the table to do it.
The General Assembly has passed laws recently to help combat trafficking, including harsher penalties for pimps. And there's a hotline to report suspected cases of minor trafficking in Connecticut. It's 1-800-842-2288. Lucy Nalpathanchil, WNPR News.